I've avoided political substance for 10 years in Reading for Leading, and I'll continue to do so today on the eve of historic health care reform. The president will sign a major health care overhaul bill. If, like me, you've heard 9 times as much opinion as fact, you might check out the CBS News site for a simple, factual summary. Our country needs you to be informed. I want to address my leadership thought to you, citizens and media, and in a networked and blogging world, citizens are the media, about the way we're talking to each other about hugely important issues. And I implore people to be civil and truth-driven rather than hostile and positional. I heard a major news radio host on Friday condemn, quote, those morons in Washington, and I felt physically sick and wondered, am I the only one who finds that comment both repulsive and dangerous? It doesn't matter whether the statement was made by a left-winger or a right-winger, they'd be equally repugnant. Would we call teachers, cashiers, engineers, parents, insert your profession here, or doctors, morons? It's not just offensive, but doubly dangerous. First, supposed leaders like this talk show host are condoning name-calling, and name-calling has never solved a complex problem, only made it worse. Second, I wonder, as the spouse of a woman leading through excruciating decision after excruciating decision, why would any self-respecting person enter this field? I look at representatives like the late Gerald Ford and Paul Henry, the retiring Vern Ehlers and Carl and Sandra Levin, and think, morons? Are you kidding? These are spectacular people, brilliant, committed, attentive, doing their best in a complicated and challenging world. So, here's a constructive thought. Next time you hear someone calling our elected officials morons, jellyfish, or idiots, invite them to run for something. Here's what they'll experience. Representatives and executives, whether running or in office on a school board or in Congress or even as president, have to do all of these things. They've got to understand tough issues and trade-offs. They've got to gauge their own personal beliefs about it, absorb the passions of highly active citizens, then assess what most of their highly inactive constituents, and remember, in a congressional district, that's 500,000 people, assess what they want, and then ask the hard question at the end, if my constituents could see everything I see, would they still believe what the one-line polling question says that they feel? What an awesome responsibility and privilege and challenge. As silly season approaches, these elected people will largely rise or sink to the level of the factual and value-oriented bars we set for them. I hope as a citizen we'll all try a little harder to lead with our best selves.